Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Samach Beis Omud Beis. We are getting very close to the end of all of Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Mishnah Berurah. And we're going to begin on Kuf Samach Beis Omud Aleph, starting the second to last siman in Shulchan Aruch, Tof Reish Tzadi Vav. Now, this deals with the halachos of Hesped, eulogies, Tainus fasting, and doing melacha on Purim. Doing work on Purim. We begin with the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Purim. On Purim, Mutar Batsias Melacha. There technically is no reason that one cannot work on Purim. It wasn't accepted to be a day of Issa Melacha. Ubemokum Shinagu Shalolasos Ein Osin. However, in places that did accept upon themselves the custom not to do work, they shouldn't do work on Purim. And the Ramah adds, Va'idna Nogubu Chomokum Shalolasos. He brings down from the Kobo that nowadays everybody has a minhag not to do work on Purim. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Aleph tells us the Afal Gav Dech Siv, even though in the Megillah it says Mishteh V'Simcha V'Yom Tov. Nevertheless, even though it said that it should be a day of drinking and happiness and of Yontif, which implies no Malacha, Mikol Mokom Lo Kiblu Aleim Lasas Yom Tov, that was subsequently not accepted for future generations that they shouldn't do work. Achein, however, Achazed Noagum Yatzvah. However, in many places, based on Mekom Shalatzos, they took it upon themselves not to work, and as the Ramah said, nowadays that is the universal custom. Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein Osim, Va'al Yedei Akum Shari. But you can have Amir Liakum to ask a non-Jewish person to work for you is permissible. And in the Sharet Zion, Os Beis, he brings down the name of the Morgan Abram and other Achronim, and he says, Uvadin Kishen L'malechol. Likewise, if a person doesn't have what to eat, Shari Lazas Malachi, he'd be allowed to do Malachi, for example, to lit for a big day Chaver B'Schar, he'd be allowed to sew his friend's garments together and get paid for it. The call says Simchulo, because this for him is a Simcha. The issue number 3 brings down that the rubric or the rules for this Issa Melacha on Purim, he brings down Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita, is the same rules as for Chol HaMoed. Then he brings down if Purim comes out on Erev Shabbos and he wants to cut his nails, so Divri Malkiel brings down that that's permissible to do. Sharin Intilat Sipur Naim, Erev Shabbos, he mitzvah, because that's a mitzvah, and Chol Melechas mitzvah, Muteres Purim. And anything that's a mitzvah type of work is allowed to be done on Purim. However, if Purim comes out on a weekday, then you shouldn't go and cut your fingernails, unless they are so long that it is impossible for you to go and wash your hands properly because of the chatzitza aspect, because of dirt underneath there, or it's so disgusting to you when you can't eat, then it would be litzarach purim, it would be allowed. Likewise, it says to take a haircut if it's Erev Shabbos. The Kafachai brings down that you'd be allowed to go take a haircut on Purim on Erev Shabbos, but the Ben Ish Chai says it's not allowed. Misha Tzorch L'Stap L'Kovet Purim. If you need to take a haircut for Purim, so Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down Mutal L'Stap at Purim, then you'd be allowed to go take the haircut even on Purim. Dishavut number 4 brings down, why is it no Amir li'akum? She says, Lo ichmiru bi Amir li'nochri, kimo b'chol ha'moed v'yantiv. It's similar to chol ha'moed and yantiv. They weren't machmir in this situation for Amir li'akum. The issue for number 6 brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan that if somebody's careful with his actions, he wouldn't go and sit in his store on this day, even in situations where it would be permissible to do so. You weigh out this Shom or Chosav. The Gemara tells us means that you weigh out the schar of the mitzvah versus the financial loss that you have, and a person who's careful and zealous in his performance of mitzvahs will realize that the schar of the mitzvah is much more than the financial gain he might have by doing this work. And that's really what the Mishnah Berurah is alluding to in Sivkot and Gimel, when he says, Ufrak Machi is more to technically a person can do certain types of business, it's permissible, because the Mishnah Berurah says, Shesim Chilo, this is actually something that he enjoys. He's making money, so therefore it is technically permissible. He's not really doing a lot of hard work. On the other hand, in the Shar Tzion, Oz Gimel, he does bring down from the Prima Gadim, the whole Dover Shiel Behev Sechari. If there's a financial loss, it's allowed, and the whole Dvar Simcha, Mutu Bepurim, and anything that's going to give you happiness is technically permissible on Purim. The Chaber continues and says, "Va'osa in aroa simon baracha may also melacha liolam. If you do work, you're not going to get any benefit from it. You're not going to see a simon baracha. What does this mean? Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalit can go in zoreya. If you go plant, eis a dover something in a matzmiach. It's not going to grow. Avol horeim kosav shina marbiach. The reim says, Rabbi Mizrahi tells us that you just won't make a profit, but you won't lose. Avol eino mafsid gamkei. It's not going to cause you a financial loss. You just won't make the profits you thought you'd make." In the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim, Dibra Maskel, Ein Osin tells us from the Prima Gadim that this is during the daytime, the Dafuk Bayom. Aba Balayla, Adonates, from the nighttime of Yudalit up to the next morning when the sun rises, you are allowed to do work even in places where the minhag was not to do work. It brings down the Chasam Sofer, however, who is Machben. We look in Dir Shu footnote number 10 and 11. Dir Shu footnote number 10 tells us that the reason why you'd be permitted to do it at nighttime is because the Issa Malacha Purim is during the daytime when you have Din Mishteh V'Simcha. And that's only during the daytime and not during the nighttime. That's the Sfas Emes. And that's based upon the pasuk, you may mishteh v'simcha, the days. And huadin is serasiyas melacha inoy el bayom. It's only during the daytime. Shari because they're all lumped together. And he brings down for the Meshech Chacham the same idea as well. However, the Chasam Sofer in Dirshu foot number 11 brings down, based upon the Turi Evan, Shekosav Shekamo Shaleinyan Hesped, the Tainis, Isser, the Inyan of Hesped, and in Tainis, the Isser is also at nighttime, so too the Isser of Melacha is also during the nighttime. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank brings down, for the Chasam Sofer, Sha'av Shemikor didn't pour him in O Kion Tov and Mutabas Yis Melacha. Technically, you could do Melacha. Nevertheless, the Malkum Shinog, Shalasas Melacha, Nogalasos Kion Tov. The places that had the custom not to do Melacha, they turned it into a Yontiv, and it would apply at night as well. How do we paskin? At the end of this Dirshu footnote, he brings up for Yashiv Zatzal, he says, Shaminu Glahati Melacha Belel Purim. He says that one can do work on the night of Purim, even if you're not going to do work during the daytime. We continue with the words of Mechaber, Elohim hu binyan shel simcha, but you are allowed to do a binyan shel simcha. What is an example of a binyan shel simcha? Kamo beis chasal, no, you're building the wedding house for your son. In other words, that would be the place that they have the simcha, and they also that's where they would live. That was their custom in those days. Oh, avarniki shel melachim. What's an avarniki shel melachim? So, Mishbur and Sivkot and Hay tells us, shenotim letzel listofi betzila. This is some sort of a pagoda, or some sort of a structure that they could take a spatzirin and would be in the shade, and royalty would do such things. Dirshu foot number 12 brings down binyan based knesses or other dvar mitzvah. The Kaf HaChaim says is also permissible. The Ramah adds and he says, "Hago mutalasos kol melechas mitzvah." Here's what he says: you can do any type of mitzvah. Kagon, for example, lichto piske halachos, you can write down psak halacha. Mutalasos afilu melachos gemuros l'tzach purim, and anything that you need to do for Purim, you're allowed to do this. It is brought down in the Trumas Adeshin. Mishabur Sivkot and Vav tells us, "Upshot they have mikra to write down divrei Torah, the yeres shalom, or to write a letter to a friend, the maskeres chavosav, or to list the obligations that you have in terms of financial obligations. V'chein davar she'ein tzarich iyun gadol, and anything else that also doesn't require tremendous." This amount of work and effort is all permissible. Then he brings down V'chosa b'sidur amudei shamayim. Sidur amudei shamayim says, "Mikol mokum yesh liro shelo yimshoch bo v'yisbatim simchas Purim." Even if you are allowed to do these things, you shouldn't spend your whole day doing these things. You should spend your day enjoying Purim. And he says to write a Megillah. Megillah mutar lichtov b'Purim. You could definitely write a Megillah on Purim. The issue footnote number 13 brings down. How come you're allowed to write down Piskei Halachos and the Pshatim on Psukim? So he brings down from the Beis Yosef in the name of the Orchus Chaim, the nation Adam Samechim, because he gives great Simcha, Pshut Hashem Yisrael, Masam Chelev, and therefore you can do this. And they bring down that the Chasam Sofer himself wrote on Purim a tshuva, a great pilpul, and he says, this is allowed. This is Yom Simcha for us, and it should be Meshivas Nafesh, and therefore it's allowed. Dirshu foot number 14 brings down a Chol HaMoed. You're also allowed to go and write these things as well. These rules are similar. And he brings down that which the Ramah says, Mutalasos Melacha Gemuros L'Tzach Purim. You can do anything for the need of Purim. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, Shahetu Afilu Melachos Shoyo Yochol Lasos Kodim Purim. Even things that you could have done before Purim, but if you need them for Purim, you can even do them on Purim itself. The issue for number 15 brings down from the Trumas Hadeshin, the reasoning is, Shemagila hi ikar mitzvah Purim. Why are you allowed to write a Megillah? Because that's the ikar mitzvah Purim, and therefore, if you write it, it's a great simcha. And therefore, you're allowed to do this. Now we're going to the Chavisif base. Afilu b'malkum shnogu, even in place where the minug was not to do work, nevertheless, lo nogu ela biyom mikra megillah vavad. It's only on the day that they read the megillah, i.e. people of Yadalah and Yadalah, people of Tezvav and Tezvav. Abo lesar eshel zeb is that, but the people in Yadalah not to do work on Tezvav, the people in Tezvav not to work on Yadalah, ain't a minug. There is no such minug for that. And the Mishnah brings down in Sivkot and Zayin. However, yesh machmir is that. He brings down in the Shar Tzion Ozvav, looking at the Ber Heite, where he brings down in the Ber Hetev Oz Gimel, the Maril and the Avudram were mashed with the Yesh Lino Cain, that the people who were in the Yadalit city where they read it should not do work on Tezvav, and likewise the people in the Tezvav city where they read it should not do work on Yadalit. Mishabru concludes, however, and he says, Venira de Toli Aminig Bosom Mokum. You have to look and see what the Minig is in that place. And in Dirshu foot number 17 discusses what about Purim Mishulash, Ayin Sham, and Dirshu foot number 16 he brings down what about places where it's a suffix, whether they read on Yudal or the Tesvav. So he brings down alternate opinions. Some say, yes, you should be Nizar in this, and others say, no, you don't have to be Nizar. You only don't do work on Yudal, but you could do work on Tesvav. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, Yom Yudal, Yom Tesvav, Asurim, Behesped, Vitainis, Lechol Adam, Chomokom, on both. Yudalit and Tezvav, regardless of which city you personally live in, on both Yudalit and Tezvav, we don't do hespedim, eulogies, or a tainis for any person. And this is Ben Lekrachim, Ben Osim Tezvav, Bavad, Ben Levnei Ayarosh, Heim Osim Yudalit Bavad. As I just said, it applies across the board. Whether you're in a city that reads on Yudalit, you still can't do it on Tezvav. Your city reads on Tezvav, you still can't do this on Yudalit. Mishabur explains Sivkot and Ches, Umokum Shnogu B'Shayom Shvi, Hochem Alakev, Lekonen, in places where the custom was on the seventh day of the Shiva, they would get up from the Shiva and go to the cemetery, to the person's place where they were buried, and have this idea of Lekonen, to have these dirges over there, also before that you can't do on Purim. However, Ela ha'avel levado, the avel himself, yelich shom, he's allowed to go. Im chazan echad, with one other person, v'yomu hashkova, and over there we can say hashkova. Hashkova, we'll see in Dir Shavuot number 21, is basically saying the yiskar, tfilos, and kelmali. And Dir Shavuot number 21 adds that even though we normally don't say this on days that we don't say tachlun, so the Gesher Chaim brings down that the Mogen Avraham's opinion is dafku b'tzibur, you only can't do it in a public setting. Avo yochid butul yom, a person can say it by himself, she'en ro'el tefila, just a tefila, and that you can do, shekvar nogu she'en omim hashkov afilu b'yochid. But he says, nowadays, that we have the custom not even to do it by yourself as a yochid. Lo b'purim, lo b'shar yomim she'en omim hem tachlun. Not on Purim, on our day that we don't say tachlun, we don't say a kel mali. And Dir Shavuot footnote number 20 brings down that the original understanding of saying Yitzkor and Akel Male was really in public and not by an individual, but an individual is also allowed to say it as well. You don't require a minion. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, I feel a Erev Purim, lo yel l'sham. You shouldn't even go Erev Purim because people are going to think that that's the end of the Shiva, that Purim knocks off the rest of the Shiva. So shaliyachshavu olam shavelus nifsak b'Purim. Therefore, we don't go even on Erev Purim, even though that's not forbidden, but people are going to think that since the next day is Purim, that it's going to knock off the Shiva. And that's what's explained in the Dishra footnote number 22, Ayin Shom. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Tess tells us we also don't fast. L'inyan Tainis Chalom, what about a fast if you had a bad dream? So that we've already learned previously. Ayin El B'Simon Tof Reish Tzadi Hei Sif Beis in the Ramah Ba'ago over there of Mishnah Berurah Sham. And if you look in Dishra footnote number 24, he reminds us that if you did in fact fast a Tainis Chalom on Purim, you have to do a makeup fast afterwards for fasting on Purim. And he tells us, "Din Talmud Chacham before him. If you have a Talmud Chacham Nebuchadnezzar passed away, and right there in front of you, it's Purim. So Ayin Yerah Day is Siman Tov Aleph, where this is discussed. And the issue foot number 25 brings down Shekasav Shem and Shulchan Aruch Shel Talmud Chacham before him. Manos u'makonos. You're allowed to do these various types of dirges and responsive types of songs. Kedarkim B'chol, just like you would on a weekday. We have to give honor to the Talmud Chacham, so you're allowed to do this even on Purim. And he brings down a very interesting idea when Reb Moshe Feinstein's Zatzal passed away, so he's buried in Eretz Yisrael on Tes Vav, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal himself said, "Yiskansu kol b'nei ha'ir l'hasbido." Everybody should come to the Hesped u'lavos l'beis olam and to escort him to his ultimate resting place. Kiroi l'chvodu shel gadol hador, because Rav Shlomo Zalman recognized Reb Moshe Feinstein was the gadol hador, and he says, "Lo shum in shinui ekev yom haPurim," and make no changes whatsoever, even though it was Purim. This is the perfect example of Talmud Chacham Bifonov. B'chaber continues and says, "Va'noshim ma'anos behem." The women are allowed to do ma'anos, shekul and onos ka'achas. That's they all say it together. Matavchos, that means they clap the hands. Shamakos, kafol, kaf, they clap the hands in mourning, one against the other, against their thighs. Avalom makonenos, but they don't do the responsive types of dirges. Shetei achas b'deberes, one of them starts, v'kul and onos acharim, the rest answer responsibly. Then the Mechabit says, Nikbar mace, once the mace has already been buried, lo ma'anos, lo makonenos. Then you can't do any of these types of mournful dirges. Sif Dalad, the Mechaber writes, "Kol divrei avelus noagim b'chanukah b'purim." Avelus is noag on Chanukah and Purim. That's what the Mechaber's opinion. We'll see. However, the Ramah says, "Haga mikol makom yelech lebeis haknesses l'shmo megillah." The Ovel is allowed to go to the Beis Haknesses to hear the Megillah being read. And give me a stamp for the Gos Maimonios. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Dalad tells us, "Umashkos b'sif hey b'sofu d'lmorchas lo yitzei pesach peso." We're going to learn in a few moments that he's not allowed to leave his house. That's my rikishiyesh lo minim v'beso. If he has a minion in his house, after the Ba'amo, Kriya B'tzibur, Od of Tvei, even though normally we'd go and read it in the Tzibur, that would be preferable, but here, if he has a minion in his house, we say to the Yovel, it's better to stay in the house. Sivkon Yud Aleph, the Megillah, Avotilus Marv, Yispalo B'beso, but Marv, he should daven in his house. Obviously, he should try to get a minion for that in his house. And Dir Shavuot number 27 brings that for the Prima Gadol, because you're going to really start davening before it's Purim, and therefore, it really doesn't yet have the status of Purim that he should go to shul to hear the Megillah. He should have a minion in his house and lay in the Megillah in his house in this situation. And that's what the Ramah says. V'im yuchal lesof minyan leveso likros ha-megillah odivtei. If you can get a minyan in the house at the nighttime reading, that would be preferable than going to the shul. It brings down the name of Mariel. On the other hand, the Ramah continues, V'yesh omim she'en avelos noy b'purim. No, there are those that say there is no avelos on Purim, lo b'yudalet, lo b'tesvav. Neither on yudalet or tesvav, he brings down from the Rosh and the Minhagim, and the Ramah pasens v'chei noagin. V'afil avelos yom rishon nidcha b'vnei Purim. And he brings down his own opinion that even the first day of avelos will be pushed aside because of Purim. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yud Beis tells us, "Av Shabbach v'od Achronim Kosu Shibamokom Shibamkom Hayom Minag Lasavol." They did not hold like this. Nevertheless, Achufar Kosu B'Shari Tshuva B'Shem Kam Achronim LoHakel. The Shari Tshuva brings out from other Achronim as well that we are Meiko. And indeed, V'chein V'Shukein Poshal Minag B'Din Zel. This is the commonly accepted custom. U'Befrat B'Din Chalitzas Minolim Yeshiva Al Gabri Karki. And especially in regards to not taking off your leather shoes and sitting on the ground, B'Vadei Halachmi. We're not Machmir in that sense. Nevertheless, you should limit your actions of simcha as much as possible. And the Shari Tshuva Os Vav, he brings down the reason why we take the more lenient opinion is because in regards to Avelus, Talocha Kedivri HaMeikol Be'Evel, we always go the little more lenient opinion in regards to Avelus. The issue footnote number 28 has more discussion about this, Ayin Sham. And the issue footnote number 29 discusses that the Avel even would be allowed to have music being played by the Sudas Purim. But look in the issue footnote number 29 for details about this. Mishabur continues and says, Kosa, but you has been, you know, Lom, Simon Lamed, Hey, Linian, Likrosa, Avel, Hamagilla, Vesikresis. Can the Avel be the one to read the Megillah? So he says, Imain Sham, Acher, Shiode, Likros, Kolkach, Binakudos, Vitamim, Ubidiktuke, Yos, Yos, there's nobody else that can read it as well as he does. So Tov Yos, Shikren, Lavel, then the Avel can read it. Kamosha Kosa, Yorade, Linian, Lispal, Bishabas, Yamatov, and similar halacha applies for an Avel, who's normally not allowed to daven on Shabbos and Yantiv, but if he's the best chazan, he would be allowed to. Ramah continues and he says, Avel Dvarim Shibitzina, no way. Personal, private things that you would have in Betzina, in private, there are no egg even on Purim. And the Mishbur explains, Sivkot Yud Gimel, in a taz cause of the halicha mibeso lispalo, letvila, also gam ledezu. You wouldn't be allowed to go and travel outside to daven because people won't realize you're going to daven. The lo mikri is a vasid, that doesn't look like having a velus in public. The lo minkar shows, okay, mishum a velus, doesn't look, you're not traveling because of a velus. It could be that you're just not traveling. Of the Morgan of Rome cause of the Mashma, but Tour, the Beshachar's Holech, the Knesset Spala. But the Morgan of Rome brings down from the Tour that you can go by Shachar's time. I am Premier Gordon, because of the Amekul, Lehisnai, Kane, Lohefsit. And if you wish to do this, the Chatchil is absolutely not a problem. If it can cause by the Rechayim, the Beshachar's Holech, the Philippe Knesset. This is the commonly accepted custom. The Oval does go to Shul to Daven Shachar's and to hear the Megillah in Shul. By the nighttime reading, if he can have a minion in his own house, and he can have the Megillah read over there with a minion, so that's allowable. Otherwise, he can go to Shul as well. Ramah continues, he says, even though there is no Avelus on Purim, it does count as one of the days of the Shiva, just like Shabbos counts, so too Purim counts as well. And so too the Mechaber himself passings that way. Mishbur Sivkot Yudalit says, Afilu Meis B'Purim. And this would include even somebody who passes away on Purim, so the first day would be on Purim, that still counts as one day. When Purim comes out on Sunday, Matzi Shabbos, whatever Yoshe Beis HaKnesses Shabbos Mincha, and the Avil is already in Shul because the Avelus is not knowing on Shabbos, and he went to Shul for Mincha. So what should he do? Lo Yetzi Misham, he's allowed to stay there. Actually, spal Tefilas Arvis, he can stay there for Shalosh Shulis and for Tefilas Arvis. Yishma Kriyas Megillah, and then hear the Megillah over there. Ulamacharas Lo Yetzi MiPesach Beisav. But then the Mechaber says Lishitaso that you don't go to Shul unless you can't get a minion to read for you in the house. So then you can go to Shul according to the Mechaber, but his baseline position is you don't go to shul the next day. Here, you're ready in shul for Shabbos, so you're allowed to stay there. Mishmur explains the Sivkot and Tezvav. Dinzek Sovu HaRokeach, this is based upon the Rokeach. That's because they would eat Shalosh Shulis before Shul. So he's in Shul for Mincha. He's allowed to stay there. But he says nowadays the custom is, he brings down the name of the Morgan Avraham, they didn't have the Shalosh Shulis in Shul. They would go home to their houses. He would go and read the Megillah and daven Maariv in his house if he get a minion. But if he doesn't have a minion in his house, he goes to shul while it's still Shabbos. Yeshom Tvila, he can stay there for Maariv then, Ukriyas Megillah. Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Tezayin, he shouldn't go outside his house. This is going according to Mechaber, Rak L'Shmo Mikru Megillah, Imein Lo Minyan Beveitzo V'Chanal. As we said previously, if he doesn't have a minion in his house, then he can go to shul for the minion for the laying of the Megillah. The Mechaber that brought down the Rokeach a moment ago, also Lishitaso, Besif Dalit, goes like his opinion, that Avelus Noeg on Purim, that he does hold that Avelus is Noeg on Purim, as we pointed out, called the Avelus Noeg on Mechanuk on Purim, according to the Mechaber. Abol the Ramah said, Abol Krakos of Ramah Leel, that not Noeg in Kaposkim, the Avelus Noeg on Purim. We hold that there is no Avelus on Purim, Lofize, Afilo, Miesh, Lominion, Beveso, Holo Kubesa Knesses, Shmoy Mikum, Megillah, Betibor. So we allow you to go to Shul, even if you can have a minion in your house, to go to Shul and listen to the Megillah and Daven Shachos there. But for other reasons, Mashma and Prima Godim, Sheesh Lahachma, that we don't go out for other reasons. That's during the daytime. The May Mishnah of Simcha Ksiv, as we pointed out already, that's what the Pesukim tell us. Abu Balaila, by the nighttime reading, Imyeshla Minyan, Spal Vikwa Megillah Vaso, so it's preferable to have a minion in your house for Marv and to read the Megillah in your house. But Vim Anglo Minyan, Yispal Vaso, the Mishnah Berurah says you should actually go and daven in your house by yourself. And only the Yelch Shmo Mikru Megillah Vesekneses only go to shul for the laning of the Megillah. However, if you look in the Piskei Tshuvos, you see that the opinion of Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov Fisher and Rashaya Dublitsky, both of them from the Eda Charedis Zatzal, both of them hold that you can go to shul even in the Davamar, and I think that's the accepted custom today, not like the Mishnah Berurah. But certainly, the Mishnah Berurah is right, Ulevat HaKriya, Lo Yisim Pesem Beis, for anything else, you don't go out. On the Tezvav, you don't go out for Shacharis. But to take off your shoes and to sit on the ground, you don't have to do that on Tezvav as well. Finally, Achshu Darshim Alav. When only don't say Tzidikah Din or the Kaddish, except by Yitzchak B'Chacham that you're darshing there. Even though you say Tzidikah Din, Omer Kaddish, you do say the Kaddish. With this, we conclude today's shir.